guys, welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Jessica Wellington.
And I'm Michael Evans for Felicia Michaels.
That's right. We're Felicia free today.
She makes it sound like a blessing.
No. We miss her dearly.
We do.
But you guys, you know what we do here at the Liars Club? We're going to have a comedian on. They tell two stories, one true, one a lie. Then we try to interrogate them and find out what the fuck is the lie. Right, Michael?
Darn tootin' or whatever he used to say. That's the game. Oh, yeah, it's a podcast, but it's also a game.
What do I say?
Remember, she's got all the lines.
It's a podcast, but it's also a game.
Yeah.
And if you need to download us, we're on wherever you find your download needs.
I don't know if she's going to love that, but I did.
She's going to hate it. We definitely miss her. I do want to say we did have a co-host lined up, but I made a poor decision.
Hey, you made a good call, and he made a grave error.
Kick my ass. Anyway, let's introduce our guest, because this is the important part, and he's better than any co-host I could have ever asked for.
Look at him go.
He is not only Puerto Rican, but he's super funny. Also, I found out that he played the snitch agent, FBI agent in 2021. So let's see if we can...
In what?
What was it in? I didn't even look at that.
This is the weirdest... Like most obscure references and like credits ever.
I thought that was cool because we're on the Liars Club.
She's about to say Barriqua.
And you were a snitch. So like,
I do like
it. If we pressure you too much, maybe you'll just give in.
Yeah, but I'm like, I think I only got that because like I tattle on everybody. Mm. Like, yeah.
He's a tattler. Give it up for Stephen Briggs.
I'll tattle all the time.
Stephen Briggs.
That's right.
Good to have you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I like how you're like, I could have got a really good co-host, but then you just totally negate Michael over here.
He's like,
I thought I was your co-host. You're like,
No.
Thank you, Stephen.
Michael's a great co-host, but he usually takes the notes and stuff, so it's harder to have somebody sit in for him versus somebody sit in for Felicia.
Yeah, I'm usually next to you, and I'd be like taking notes down on your story and stuff like that. But thank you for your concern about, you know.
Yeah, of course.
I'm gonna do the research.
He's a well-oiled machine. Okay. He doesn't need to write the notes down. It's all up in here.
Oh yeah, I've been leaking since we got here, baby.
That's nothing right. But oil. Drip, drip, drop.
That sounded a little weird.
Yeah. Sound good, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. So I guess let's just get rolling with this shit, dude. Tell your first story in no particular order, obviously, because we don't know.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So when I was younger, I used to live in New York, and my grandma owned a Santeria shop, which, if you don't know, it's like kind of like a voodoo shop. They do tarot reading.
Yes,
and all
that stuff. A friend of mine in North Carolina is like into that stuff, and she was trying to like sleep under an orange or something.
Sleep under an orange,
like put an orange under your bed and sleep the night. I don't know, it was something like that.
So they called it a botanica, is what they call it over in New York. My grandma called it.
Say it again.
A botanica.
Botanica.
Yeah, sit to slumber, they say.
Yeah.
But it's like pretty much a Santeria shop, but that's what they called it.
Okay.
And so she used to do...
So like Encyclopedia Botanica?
Yeah, Botanica.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same. See.
Yeah, why not?
Boricua.
Yeah. They do like chants and stuff like that. They bring like spirits and stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
And so when I was younger, I used to see my grandma doing like tarot card reading and stuff like that. And I was like, I never believed it. I always thought it was like just bullcrap. And so I told my grandma, I was like, you know, I can do tarot card reading. And she's like, where's your tarot deck? And I was a little kid and I pulled out a Pokemon deck. Because I was really into Pokemon at the time.
Yeah
I had that, all the
that'd
cards.
Be like me pulling out my Pogs.
I had those too. This was after Pogs weren't popular anymore. Like the next popular thing was Pokemon.
I didn't get into the Pokey.
Yeah, see, good you didn't. Good you didn't.
Yeah, she took
good
her slammers didn't. And just headed south.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, slam bam, thank you, man.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
I don't even know how to play. I just hit him.
Like, get that Pokemon shit out of here.
Yeah.
So I pull out this deck, and she thought it was like a real like tarot deck. And I used to be like, she's like, do my readings. I used to do her readings with the cards and stuff.
That's adorable.
Yeah, and she'd bring her older friends over, and they didn't know what Pokemon cards were. So she'd be like, oh yeah, do their readings, and I would just like pretend like I knew what I was doing. Just flip the card, whatever the picture looked like. You know,
it's really fun. Yeah.
What would you say? Like, okay, you got Pikachu, so days ahead are bright.
You're gonna get electrocuted.
Like I'd be like have like the Charizard card. I'd be like, oh, there's someone fiery in your life that you.
That's so good.
And they'd be like, what? Oh, tell me more.
What? How charming.
Yeah. yeah, yeah. And then I flip on like the next one, and it'd be like a Squirtle. I'm like, you getting laid?
Your poor grandma's your poor grandma's thinking you're gifted. And
she did. I made one of her friends cry. One of her friends started crying because she's like, he's the truth.
Oh, that is a little much. Yeah.
He's got the gift.
Wow.
Because I flipped over this one card and it was a woman on it. And I was like, when you were younger, you were the most beautiful person around. And then she's like, no, I wasn't. And her friends were like, yes, you were. And she's like, she's like, he's the truth.
He's hitting them with his jacket and shit.
So anyway, I ended up moving out of New York, and a couple years ago, I saw this thing. I think it was Logan Paul was doing the WWE, I think it was, and he walked out, and he had this chain on, and it had, like, the Charizard card.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. And I heard that the card was worth, I think, like, $100,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and I was like, that card's worth $100,000. I'm like, I had that. I know I had that card as a kid. And I was like, where is that card?
You're like, the bitch I made cry's got it.
Yeah.
No. I started searching my whole house. I couldn't find it. And I was like, oh, man, maybe. I'm like, is it at my grandma's house? So I ended up taking a trip over to New York to go visit family.
Oh, okay.
Searching through my whole, I went to go like for, it wasn't just to go get this, check to see this card.
Yeah, yeah.
But also like 100,000, I was like, I'm going to find a way.
Like, yeah, fine. Yeah, nice to see you, grandma. Let me get in here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty much, yeah, my grandma's like, how are you? I'm like, excuse me. Pokemon, gotta catch them all. So I'm looking through all her stuff and I'm like, man, I couldn't find it. There's no card. And I was like, oh. And I talked to my uncle about it, and he goes, oh, you know, I got a bunch of your grandma's boxes in my place. Maybe it's there. So I'm searching, like, I don't know, I spent like maybe like 15 hours searching, just like looking through boxes. I find baseball cards, I find basketball cards, and I finally find these Pokemon cards. And I was like, oh my gosh, these are the cards. I'm checking through all the cards, and I find this Charizard card, and it's in great condition. This thing's not bent up. It's not ruined. I'm like,
I don't know about that. If you're really telling, like, you know, readings and stuff, you use them. So you're flipping them.
Yeah,
you're...
but I was I used to put all my cards in little plastic cases and stuff like that. I was really, like, careful with my cards. I don't know. I'm really a stickler. I don't like anything getting messed up.
Well,
I'm
then
like,
how did you shuffle them to
I didn't
do
shuffle
a new
them
reading?
Like that. I didn't go. I would just go, like, and then kind of turn them over. But they're all in plastic little sleeves and everything. Like, because I collected a lot of baseball cards and basketball cards.
It checks
cards.
Out for me. I was a part of the Pokemon era.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if he's telling readings, you got to shuffle them and stuff, and they would want you to, they don't want to get the same reading as the last person.
I never was a tarot medium with my Pokemon. That's true. I mean, like,
and
I also
didn't treat them like, you know, they're not like,
yeah,
you
you're
do
not
that one
to,
time, you'll bend them all up.
It's not shuffle up and deal with them.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not deal. Yeah. It's not.
But with tarots, yeah. I think even when people do shuffle a tarot deck, I think you do kind of a shooka 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 thing.
Yeah, but I feel like it was still got bent if you did a shooka shooka.
Yeah. But I mean, he just shook it very careful.
And I had him in like a plastic box too. Like, so I used to, like, you know what I mean? Make sure, like, that's how I'd carry him around and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so I searched through and I find this card and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I had this card. This is so crazy. And one of my buddies, he does a bunch of like selling and retrading cards and stuff like that. And I told him, I was like, I have this card, and I sent him a picture of it. And he's like, holy shit, dude. He goes, that card is worth so much. He goes, but do you know if it's real? I was like, what? I think it's real because I was a kid. I got it as a kid. I don't think they're making fake Pokemon cards
also,
back then.
Also, I used it to tell the future for a while.
Yeah,
so.
I did. I made a woman cry with this card.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, he goes, you could send it in to get authenticated, and they'll tell you like what kind of condition is in, so then you can find out how much it's worth. I send the card in. It takes like about a month for the card to come back. They tell me the card's real, and it's an 8 out of 10 conditioned.
Ooh.
Yeah, you went through the process. You went through
this
process.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10 isn't bad?
This is a real process.
Not bad. Not bad.
And it's a hassle.
Yeah. So my buddy's like, hey, I'll help you sell it. Let's put it online. And he goes, how much you want to put it for? And I go, $100,000. He goes, nobody's going to buy that for $100,000.
Yeah, yeah. Jake Paul already has one.
Yeah,
so
you got to put it for a different price. So I end up putting it for, I was like, okay, cool. Let's do it for like 80,000, you know, like whatever. Put it for 80,000.
Starting bid, 80,000.
Yeah, 80,000. Nobody responds. Nobody responds. So I was like, oh my gosh, what the heck? I'm like, okay, fine. Like, whatever you think. Like, and he's like, I think we should put it for like, I don't know, maybe like 60,000. I'm like, all right, cool. We put it for 60,000. I get a response, but this guy's like, I'll give you 20,000 for it.
I'll take it.
I'd still be tripping. Yeah.
I said, give me 50,000. And then he doesn't respond back.
I'm messaging him.
He doesn't respond back. And I'm like, I lost $20,000. I'm like freaking out.
What the hell?
I know. I was like, oh, I just wanted to get some money. And so he doesn't respond back for like maybe a month. After a month, he responds to me. And he's like, he tells me, I'll give you $25,000 for it. And I go, sold. He lived in San Francisco. I drove up to San Francisco to sell him this card and to make sure I got the money because I was like, I don't want to get scammed. I sent the card.
For sure.
Yeah.
He gave me $25,000 for this Charizard card. No, not in cash. We went to the bank and he transferred it over. Yeah.
Buddy, that's still a mind blowing.
$25,000 for
you
a card.
You made $25,000
on this one card.
Holy shit.
That's
more
child.
Than I made my whole stand up career.
I mean,
I think I'm still about negative 25,000. Yeah.
I'm more of a professional Pokemon dealer than I am a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, dude. Dude, okay. I mean,
did you hold on to any of the other cards?
Yeah, did you check the rest of the cards?
I have some other ones, but they're not worth nearly as much. Like, I think some of them were worth like a couple $100. Some were worth like $1,000, but none were worth like that amount.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it a shiny one?
It had the reflection on it, and it was
first edition.
Okay.
Yeah. And what made
that
Charizard...
was the big difference I realized too. So like some are first edition, some are like after the first batch were put out. So that's what made it so expensive.
Wow. And what makes this Charizard guy so special?
I'm not exactly sure why the card's so special. I know it's because it's like Pokemon had a rebirth.
Yeah.
On getting popular. And these are the first cards that, like, were out. And that card, I guess, for some reason, I think also because Logan Paul wore it, too, it kind of, like, boosted it into the market even more. But like, this guy, like, promoted this card like crazy.
Even before that, though, Charizard was always kind of the card.
Yeah.
I think it's the same reason, like, people want to see dragons in Game of Thrones. It's just the big fiery dragon badass one.
It's just got to be the most rare. Plus, like, Pokemon, didn't they level up? They had like three different versions of each character, and that was like the top version of
evolution. Most evolved version.
Yeah, it's like an evolution.
Yeah.
Now let me tell you. So I was a Pokemon kid. I really knew a lot about it or what I was doing, but I collected a lot of cards. I had the sports binder with like the sleeves of cards.
I had that too.
So when this kind of popped a few years ago that you could be making a lot of money off these cards, I decided to go to my parents' house. I got my binder.
Yeah.
And I had holographic Charizard. I had everything.
Oh, you had
In
too.
Fact, I had two Charizards. One was in rough shape, but I had two holographic Charizards. I'm like, but basically the
you
process.
You said autographed?
No, holographic.
Oh, I was like, how the hell did you do that?
Autographed by Charizard himself. Big hot claw mark right down the front.
That's just some pedophile in his basement, like rubbing his nipples and signing it.
He's like, what's his name, Michael? Yeah.
He's like, it's me, Charizard. He's like, want to come for a meet and greet?
Yeah, you want to come catch all of this?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, catch this fire. I mean, chlamydia.
Yeah. So, but this process that he's talking about that takes like a month. I mean, for one, you got to figure out how to perfectly make sure the card's preserved as you ship it, and then you get it back all this time later. It was like basically, I realized if I was going to make real coin off of this, it was going to be like a one by one getting these cards rated. Yeah. It seemed like a big hassle. And a dude in the kitchen at the improv went, "I'll give you 500 cash for the binder without looking at it." And I brought it to him the next.
He's gonna make bank.
He's willing to do the footwork. So 500 was cool for me. I took 500 the next day. Yeah. So, but I'm saying
that's why we're broke.
This is a feasible story, but I did. I know.
Yeah.
I know. Jess, we're so fucked.
Yeah. We just won't do the legwork.
But maybe this story's a lie.
Oh, he knows a lot about Pokemon. I will give him that and the cards.
Well, because here's what kind of happened with me is like. Once I looked into, I got a Charizard. And then I looked online and like, you see how rare it is that you're holding one of those 8 out of 10s or the ones that are in mint condition. There's all these different ratings. You go, I don't know if I got that, and I don't know if I have the confidence in it to do this ship it away for a month shit. So like, It would be a totally feasible story if, because that's basically his story is the same as mine. You learn that you could have a $50,000 charger, except for maybe you just got up to the process, got it rated, found out it wasn't shit. Or like, maybe
how much
like,
does it cost to get it rated?
It's not that much money. You spend like $40 to send it over there to them. And then they like, I guess there's a, you get in the line of their checking cards and stuff like that. That's why it takes like about a month. Sometimes it could take longer. Mine took about a month.
So the people that are at a place in life though to go, I think I might have a Pokemon card that could get me out of this mess. $40 seems like a lot of trouble to go through. It seems like a lot of money for the for one Pokemon card to go. In case this isn't shit, you got just a $40 Pokemon card. What the
fuck? And that's
what
I told my buddy. I was like, I got to spend $40. Because I thought that was kind of outrageous price to send a card over there to get it checked, authenticated. He's like, $40 per card is like... So that's why I didn't do it for any of the other cards, because I'm like, they're only worth like $1,000.
Exactly.
Or $100.
You see the footwork now? That would have been a lot to get rid of. Reminder.
That was like, this is
but
the only one.
You could have done the Charizard.
Yeah, I could have.
Yeah, you could have done the Charizard.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of those people that had that card from back in the day, the card's not in great condition. So that's why there's so few of them. That's why it's so high priced.
Yeah, mine's my OG card. So like the one you're touching on is a little greasy kid and shit. It probably wasn't. I think I remember feeling like I know it's not in perfect condition. So why?
Yeah. Anyway. What do you think it was from 1 to 10?
I would say maybe a 5 or a 6.
Okay.
So but just because I know it's insanely
because you know they're crazy.
Yeah.
So they'd probably be like, oh,
probably
damn.
A 4 because he had jizz on it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an autograph.
He's like, it's worth more now.
That's his signature.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was fun.
It was a fun story, and you do know a lot about Pokemon, and it's funny, you brought in your Puerto Rican roots on that as well.
Boricua.
Yeah, Boricua. You were in a Encyclopedia Britannica.
Botanica.
Man, we are so adorably racist here.
No, that's how I'm going to remember it now, though.
Hey, do you remember
word association.
Remember 2 weeks ago, we'd never done this before, and we just hit an awkward moment, and Jess goes, let's cut to a clip. we don't do that. We've never done that.
Yeah, go ahead and roll that beautiful bean footage.
Man, what do you say we get a second story out of this guy?
Yeah, I guess he's worth it.
Yeah,
okay.
He spins a good yarn.
Okay, so when I was first going to move to L.A., I didn't really know what I was going to do. I was living in San Diego, and I was just like, I don't know, I'm going to do life and stuff. And one of my buddies is like, hey, I'm moving up to L.A. I've got some job I'm doing up there. He's like, you should come up there with me. And I was like, okay, fine. I don't have anything I'm really doing in life right now. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'll go up with you. And he was
working. So like, when, what year-ish was this?
Probably like 14 years ago. Dang. 14, 15 years ago. Yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll go up there with you and I'll just get a different change in the scenery, you know. And he's working production. And he had a production, it wrapped up, and he was like, hey, we're having this after party. He's like, you should come. And I was like, yeah, party, let's go.
Pokemon card around your neck and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm ready.
Yeah. I was like, Lucky Charizard. Yeah, man, I'm like, if I want to flirt with a girl, I'll be like, I'll just pull it out. I'm like, check that out. Bam.
Yeah. She's Flood City.
Yeah. I'm like, look at that. That right there, a new Honda Civic.
Yeah. Yeah, 25
this could be
down.
You.
Yeah. So I go to this party and I end up meeting this dude. Me and him are drinking and having a good time. He's like, hey, man. He goes, you should do commercials. And I was like, I don't know about that. He goes, I think you should do it. He goes, you look like my brother. And I told my brother to do commercials, and he didn't listen to me, and I think you should do them now. And I was like, well, whatever. Okay, so
I thought he was
going
to have a success story. Yeah. That's kind of shitty.
He's like, this is a me thing.
Yeah.
I need you to fill this void in my life.
Exactly. That's how I felt. I was like, whatever. And I'm just like, I'm like, commercials? I'm like, that stuff that people don't like to watch? I'm like, I don't know about that. So we drink, and then we exchange numbers, and the next morning, I get a call from him. He's like, hey, dude. He goes, I got a commercial audition for you. He goes, can you be there in 30 minutes? minutes. And I was like, okay. And so like sends me this address. I drive to this location and I open the door. There's all these people running around and shit. And I was like, and I grabbed some guy running by. And I was like, hey, dude, I'm here for like a commercial audition. Like, where do I go? And he goes, oh, just sign your name right there. So like I write my name down and his casting director comes down. He's like, all right, Steven Briggs. And I come into the room and he goes, okay, you're going to slate your name and you're going to start saying the lines on this wall right here. And I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm like, hey, my name is Steven. And I start throwing up all over the room. Like, whoa. And I just look up at him and I'm like, Briggs. And I just start saying the lines on the wall, like really fast. Like, and he's like, whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm saying the lines. He goes, no, you clean this shit up. That's what you're doing.
Whoa.
So he makes me clean it up and I'm like super embarrassed. And I was like, hey, I know we got off on the wrong foot. But you think we could run it back?
Wow.
And he goes, get the hell out of my office right now. So he kicks me out and I'm standing. And I must have looked really distraught and like, I felt like I was about to cry, to be honest.
Well, I
was
cry
really
when
embarrassed.
I throw up sometimes you just having it, yeah. Having it out. Life's hard when you're throwing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I just felt shame. You know,
for sure, man. Throwing up in front of others sucks. Man. I've thrown up at LAX
and I was like,
I'm like,
he's probably gonna call this guy who just told me to come here and be like, you sent me a dude that just threw up in here.
Yeah, dude,
that's like so shameful. So I was
you threw
there.
Up because you were nervous.
I think I was probably nervous and probably hungover
from the party they met.
Yeah,
at.
So it's probably a combined. I can't like really tell you like what it was that like did it. It was kind of like. All
and where did
sudden,
you throw up? Like, what did you throw up on?
On the floor.
What was the floor?
Carpet.
So did you have to really get down and scrub?
Yeah. He made me go to the bathroom and get paper towels and like, I mean, I couldn't really do a good job though because it was just like brown paper towels and water.
Oh.
So yeah, God. It was pretty bad. Like I didn't do a good cleanup job. I didn't have any product or anything.
Didn't throw some sawdust down.
It was still
or nothing.
There, pretty much. Yeah, you know.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Damn, and you still had the balls to ask, can we run that again?
Yeah.
because
because I thought like, well, I was like, he's going to call this guy. Maybe if I ask to do it and I do it better, he might be like,
he's like, I still might be great for you.
Yeah. I really think I got this.
Yeah. I'm the guy you're looking for.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that was my best take.
Dude.
That's so bad. It's like, I'm hooking up with a girl and I come really fast. And I'm like, you know what? I don't think that's my best take. I think, oh, can we try again
maybe
really
we can
fast?
Just do that again.
Yeah. She's like, no. So anyway, I'm standing outside the door, and this random guy comes up to me and goes, hey, man, is everything okay with you? And I was like, I just went inside this ESPN commercial, and I threw up inside. And he's like, ESPN? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, ESPN's three doors down that way.
You threw up in the wrong office?
I end up walking into the real office and then booking it.
God.
No. Whose office did you throw up in then?
I don't know. I didn't go back to check. I never found out.
We're actually speechless, kind of. That's like, this guy might have 25 G's from a Pokemon card.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Or he got 25 G's from a commercial.
It would be more than that for ESPN, dude. That might be residual city paying his bills. Like.
Yeah. What were you playing?
I was playing a kid in high school as like a jock talking about sports.
You played a jock.
I know, right? That's what I thought was weird, too.
Put him in a Letterman, though.
I was wearing a Letterman.
Yeah, he could be.
I was wearing
QB.
A Letterman, so you didn't have to see any muscles. And I'm talking about baseball to my friend at the table.
He goes, you know baseball?
Yeah.
I like baseball. Well,
we're talking about baseball, but like...
Was it your kid, like in the commercial, or...?
No, it's me and a friend. We're sitting at the lunch table in high school.
Oh, in high school.
And we're talking about baseball, but we're talking about it really, like, scientifically. And then these nerdy guys come up, and they start making fun of us because we're talking about it in a nerdy way. So but that's like the flip-flop.
Oh,
like,
that was the
we're
joke.
The nerds.
Gotcha.
So okay. That was the commercial.
It kind of feels real.
It does feel real, doesn't it, Mike? I know.
Well, I mean, Tony, any thoughts, dude?
A lot of thoughts.
Oh, good.
I don't really know what to think, actually.
That's where we're at, man.
Yeah, that checks out.
I mean, these are things that could both happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's already, we know he's a good storyteller. Yeah. You're an amazing storyteller.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. So it's really hard to tell. You don't have any tells, really.
Yeah, they both just felt like a good dude telling us a real story. We are gullible.
You're not sweating.
I'm just going to go with
you're
my...
You're not sweating.
It's a little warm.
I'm you're going with my
I've been interrogated before.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, this is not my first time. Both hands on the table, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my normal theory, which is usually the craziest story.
Well, which one is the craziest?
Well, which one is the craziest?
Is true. The commercial story...
Is crazier?
Is crazier.
It's pretty ridiculous. But what if it happened to somebody else? Because Steven just doesn't seem like an ESPN guy to me. I'm sorry. He's more of a Pokemon.
He was a high school...
But
this guy doesn't seem like jockey at all. He seems more nerdy.
You think it's crazy that he booked that commercial than he was a kid who used to tell the future?
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. That people would believe Charizard cards and a kid about their future.
She shed a tear, Tony.
Yeah. He said she was beautiful. He was already manipulating people at that young of an age.
Some of the stuff,
I made her cry.
Some of the stuff you were saying that you were saying... How old were you?
Like, wait, which story?
When you were doing Pokemon readings, you were like, how old?
Oh, in Pokemon readings, I was probably like 9 years old.
Because some of the stuff that he said he was saying to these people was pretty grandiose for a 9-year-old to come up with.
Pretty advanced.
Yeah.
That I said she was beautiful, or that I said that there's someone passionate in your life? The
you fire, said that? That there's you didn't a tell fiery us that? The
no, I said
thing.
The fire, like with the charge.
Passionate,
art.
Even passionate.
I was like, there's like someone like... Like a flame in your life.
It's pretty creative, but the guy would be
creative.
It's creative, but the guy would grow up to be a comedian. You know, I mean, you know, you can find strange little like that was pretty advanced creative, like little. Even though you know,
and
I
also I'm listening to her do tarot reading, so I'm kind of like hearing the lingo of how they talk when they do tarot. So it's kind of like I try to mimic, like. How they would kind of say stuff in tarot reading.
I'd been to enough AA meetings by that age to give you a fifth step. And it would have sounded pretty real, you know? I could give you the Lord's Prayer, keep coming back, it works, all that shit, you know? So One day at a time. It's reasonable to think that he could have had that rhythm about tarot at that time.
Okay, well then ESPN. I mean, what are the odds of throwing up in the wrong... How did you get into that office? Why did you go in that office?
Because I didn't know at the time. I thought there
don't
was
you usually
just...
have to sign in and shit?
I did sign in. So, what I didn't know at the time was that they, in one office, they do multiple auditions. I thought this was the only audition going on in the room. So I just asked somebody, hey, I'm here for an audition. And then they probably thought I was there for the audition they were going for. So they said, sign up here, instead of being like, well, what audition are you auditioning for? So
it's a bunch of like mermaids in a waiting room. Obviously not the one. They're like, yeah, sign in. He throws up all
over
the place.
Well, then you went in the office and you started the read, right?
I came in and he called my name and then he goes like to the computer and he's like, okay. And he's giving me the breakdown of what I have to do. Like, you're going to say your name. I'm going to put the camera on. You're going to say your name. And then you're going to start saying these lines on the board that they have for the script. And then I was like, okay. And then.
Dude, I'm suddenly with Tony. That's crazy.
And it's crazy. I think I might stick though that he's a Pokemon.
That he got the money?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, that's the true story. That seems so nuts.
That's really nuts.
I believe that he's done an ESPN
commercial.
But although
that commercial, God, I feel like I've heard that story somewhere. That's what's bothering me. That's what, you sure you never told that story on this podcast?
I've never been on this podcast.
What the fuck?
You never done
or
it.
Or have I?
Whoa, dude. Wah, 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 wah. I'm freaking out. God, what do I actually
maybe
think?
I'm just dreaming. I've been dreaming a lot. Today I came in and I was like, Richie, did I ask you about opening the back bar or the front bar last night? Because I left my bag. He was like, huh? And he's like, I think you did, but I told you no because we're going to do the back bar. I was like, no, it was because for my bag. I was like, I'm pretty sure I just dreamt it. I dreamt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was worried about leaving my bag. So I was dreaming. I asked Richie to open the front bar.
You weren't drinking last night, were you?
No.
Oh.
He's like, Jess, you haven't worked here for 30 years. Anyway, here's what the problem is. the true holy shit factor story that'll really holy shit me is if that's real, that he threw up.
I think
went
I might
to the
maybe
next studio.
Maybe it's that I saw that commercial.
Which commercial? Yeah, maybe you saw the fucking commercial. If he booked that commercial, he made way more than he made from a Pokemon card. He's still making.
I think I saw that commercial. That's what it is. Mm. Fucking shit. But was it him?
Or was it the other mermaid that they booked? The
Sorry, finish your thought. I'm thinking now. I'm trying to imagine
buying a shirt like that if I hadn't booked the ESPN commercial. You normal guys don't afford shirts like that.
What kind of shirt is that?
No, I don't know. It's just a nice shirt.
It's a corduroy shirt.
Yeah, it is corduroy.
Is it corduroy? Yeah.
That thing is pure pants.
It's baby corduroy. Yeah, I'm wearing a pants.
100% pants.
That's right. I just switched up the game.
Yeah, dude. So
with beige
the bottom
flowers?
On the top.
Yeah.
Are those beige flowers?
They are. Isn't that kind of weird?
Yes.
I thought that was weird, too.
Well, I mean, when you got all that Pokemon cash laying around.
Yeah. That's right.
Either way, this guy made some good money, so congrats on that. If you did an ESPN commercial.
Yeah, either way, you made money, so we hate you.
Should we vote? Should we vote about it?
Let me do the recap real quick.
We didn't even recap.
We didn't recap. I'm going to do a recap.
I'm never in this chair, guys. I have no idea what I'm doing. It's the drugs and alcohol. I'm blacked out.
I suppose I could have kept track.
Oh,
but
you could have.
I did not.
Well, I'll tell you real quick. The first story, he was a young Puerto Rican kid in New York, hung out doing...
like shooting dice. Barefoot all the time.
He did tarot cards at his grandma's voodoo shop. And
Botanica.
Yeah, the Botanica. Doesn't have anything to do with flowers. He was doing tarot readings, and he had these Pokemon, and his grandma thought they were real, and he was telling people their future. And then he went to sell that card years later when he went to search his grandma's house, and he actually ended up making $25,000 off of it.
Killer.
Lie.
That's the recap.
Stuck the landing. He says that's a lie, though. Tony's all over the board.
No questions asked. You think that's the lie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We'll remember that, Tony. We're sticking you to that one.
All right. Well, the second story, he just moves to L.A., goes to a party, has his Pokemon card with him.
Yeah, it's sopping wet from all the clam he's been pulling off this thing. He's got a change of socks in his back pocket. Okay.
But this guy says you should get into commercial. He's like, whatever, dude. But he calls him the next day, and he gets a fucking audition for a commercial. But walks into the wrong office, throws up all over the dude's floor, and then come to find out he was in the wrong room to begin with.
Goes on to book the goddamn thing.
Goes on to book the motherfucker.
By the way, all off of a can you be here in 30 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's how fucking Hollywood works, guys. You get lucky.
Yeah, Tony says, Tony, who was once working in the kitchen, you know?
That's true. No more chicken fingers for him.
Yeah, he's got regular click-clack fingers now. Down here on the click-clack.
I did not rape Tony Click-Clack.
Okay.
All right, no more questions on that.
I mean, fuck. What do you
Do you have any questions?
What side are you on?
I know I saw that commercial now, so now that's fucking with me. And I don't remember if it was him. I just don't see him being an athlete. So I'm going to go with the Pokemon being true, probably, and the athlete thing being fake. That's the lie. ESPN lie.
Tony, you're on Pokemon card lie?
Pokemon card lie.
I'm on...
You know, just also, you don't have to be an actual athlete to be in these commercials.
I agree.
I don't see him actually being an athlete, but it's also just acting, right?
I know one other guy in the ESPN commercial.
Joaquin Phoenix isn't really the Joker.
Yeah. I know one other guy in the ESPN commercial. It's Andrew Delman. Do you guys know who Andrew Delman is?
No.
Well, he's just not a very, he's a great guy, handsome fella. It just doesn't look like an athlete by any means. And if you knew Andrew, you'd know what I mean.
I'm a tiny little guy. I got booked for high school athlete all the time.
Honestly, when I saw you, I thought you were Russ, the rapper.
The rapper?
Wow. Yeah, right.
Remember when I told you about your forearms earlier, dude? You got forearms, buddy.
I'm killing it
today,
guys.
You and Russ are the same height. You look exactly the same.
All right. Well,
there are a lot of short guys in Hollywood.
No.
Oh, you don't? Wow. Nobody knows who that is.
So, yeah, it's being short. That's how you get cast as a high school athlete.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I'm not that short.
Yeah, Briggs.
Yeah. I'm 5'11".
Okay.
Is that short?
Here's what I think.
No. I mean, it's not tall.
I think he could totally.
That's not short.
I'm not tripping about he was in a commercial.
I thought that was tall.
I'm not tripping off of him being in an athletic thing commercial. He could totally book an ESPN commercial. I'm wondering if he walked in somewhere, signed in, started reading lines, yacked, yay word, gets screamed at, cleans it up crying, and then goes up and books
a commercial. No tears actually came down my face, I just want to say. No tear actually ran down.
It's okay to cry.
They welled up. I pushed him back in.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, but when I throw up, my eyes still water.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah, it hurts. It's the,
Yeah.
It hurts. Gastric. What do you call that?
Reflux?
It's the reflux. You know? So, I got to go with... That's not how it went down. Even if you booked that commercial at some point, I don't think that's the story.
We're going to be wrong, aren't we?
Fuck, I'm scared. He's looking at me like I'm going to be wrong.
I know.
But that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
I'm on ESPN's a lie. I guess he really sold a Pokemon card.
Hold on. God damn it. Last second, I'm going to switch.
What?
Right when I felt safe on the raft with Jess.
Last second, I'm going to switch and say that the Pokemon is the lie.
All right.
Pokemon. I'm sorry. Just that you're on my side with me makes me second guess myself.
Hey. Imagine if you felt that way and you lived in here. Yeah, I'm stuck with me. It's like an away jersey I can never take off being me. Hey, Stephen Briggs, you got to stop liking the jokes so much.
She already said you weren't a real co-host, and now she's like, I don't even want you on my side.
I know. And I've been looking at places in Bakersfield. It's beautiful this time of year. I think I'm just going to quit comedy altogether, dude. I'm out.
You better not go to Bakersfield. Yeah. You will turn into a fucking meth addict or a dealer. Man.
But the meth out there is good. Or a healer?
No, a dealer.
Oh, a dealer, not a healer.
Take a nice vacation over to Victorville every once in a while.
Yeah, do a little Pokemon Tarot for the fellas, you know, for the folks down there. Whoever. Yeah. Man,
you thought that was funny because it was a lie.
Ooh, wait.
So, just to recap real quick, you're going to say that the ESPN is a lie. I'm going to say Pokemon a lie. Tony says Pokemon a lie. All right. That's the votes.
Stephen Briggs.
This is your last.
My last.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Cut to a clip.
Roll that clip.
Yeah.
What is the lie?
When it comes to the Pokemon and ESPN story.
You are not the father.
ESPN is the real story.
No!
My theory stands complete.
You did all that?
Yeah. But parts of the Pokemon story were real.
Okay.
Yeah, you could definitely feel that.
Yeah.
Was I kind of on the right track in the beginning where you sort of went and learned all this? You had your card and you're like, it's not worth that much, or it was too big a hassle?
I was like you. I was too lazy.
Yes, fuck.
I never sold the card. I did have the card. I didn't go to New York either to go get the card. The guy still had like the card in like my own like basement and everything.
Oh wow! Yeah. So got it tested.
I never got it tested. Oh, okay. I still have the card.
Funny.
You still have the card today?
Yeah.
And now it's not worth nothing, is it?
I know a guy in the kitchen at the Improv probably give you $500 for all. Yeah.
Are they worth anything now?
It's probably. Yeah, yeah.
Is it lower?
No, it's still.
It's higher still?
It's still up there.
Well, let's sell that bad boy.
Let's do it.
What kind of condition is it?
I think we can make some. Yeah, but I was just kind of like you. I was like, am I really going to send this in to get tested?
Yeah.
Let's get it tested.
Let's do it.
I'll
then we'll do a recap.
Yeah, we will.
On the show.
Recap.
I'll pay for it.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Shit, dog. We got to do it.
For the testing.
Okay, then let's go.
Let's get it made. Now we're set up for a sequel.
Yes.
And the reveal.
Just give me a heads up because I'm going to need to know if I can.
Yeah, she goes, if that thing comes back rated about 10 G's, I'm moving to Bakersfield.
I'm finally going to have my dream of owning a trailer park.
Damn right. Beautiful this time.
I really do want to own a trailer park. But, I want to be the owner one day.
That'd be
of
cool.
Of the whole park?
Yeah.
Caretaker's a big undertaking, Jess.
No, I just want to own it.
Oh,
she's supposed to own it.
She's supposed to pop by with colored hair every once in a while.
Right.
Like,
you want to come through and check on the folks every now and again?
Yeah. Come for a barbecue.
Yeah. I'll have the managers there handling everything else.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I was always a person that lived in the trailer park. I want to be the owner.
Wow. You're going to drive through and everybody's trying to paint their pink houses back to black or white. Hey, you keep that fucking house pink.
Yeah, it's not up to code. Yeah.
They're like, look at her with all that Pokemon money. Acting like her shit don't stink.
I'll come through catch y'all.
God damn it. That's hilarious. Well, thank you so much. That was such a good show.
Good times.
Oh, that was so fun.
Yeah, that was a good time.
And now we're going to have a follow-up. This is fun.
Ooh. Yes.
We're going to have a follow-up.
Well, how do you normally do the ending?
I mean, we just thought, I mean, like, you could, oh, I mean, follow my Instagram, Michael Evans, LOL. I post my dates and stuff weekly and clips and whatnot. And Jess, where can we find you?
I'm at Jess Wellington on everything. Follow me. I'll be in Vegas soon.
Anything you'd like to promote or where we can find your stuff?
At Stephen Briggs Comedy, Stephen with a V, Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S.
Just
Stephen
look
Briggs
for the
Comedy.
Puerto Rican flag.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, guys. What did she say at the end? I'm just having a brain melt.
I just think you said that they've been lied to.
Oh, that's it?
I think.
Okay. Don't cut that out. That's good. Thank you guys for joining the Liars Club. Come back and see us. Follow us wherever you get your podcast needs. I've been Jessica Wellington.
I've been Michael Evans.
Cut back. And you've been lied to.